All right, everybody. Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry about that. We got kicked out.
They just kicked us out. And yeah. Andy was in the middle of a sentence.
It's true. Andy was telling us about how he had, in his shop in Thailand,
he was cooking meth one day, minding his own business.
Well, what he had said is that he was brewing his own whiskey. And yeah. Timmy boy here had said that he's cooking meth.
Allegedly.
So we got kicked out. We got kicked out of Podbean.
We did. I apologize, Andy.
Yeah, because that was entertaining.
Well, he's an entertaining man.
It's true. I agree.
And there's no way I could like ask him to come on without him being on. I was like, hey, Andy. All right. There he is.
Back yeah, again. Sorry about that, Andy. We got kicked out of Podbean.
Yeah, see if he can even hear us. Try to pick up where we left off.
Telling us about brewing your own whiskey in the backyard.
How it didn't end so well for him and the one mutt.
Oh, my. His hair was gone, and his dog's fur was gone.
It looks like he's on in the live studio.
Yeah.
Halfway on.
Yeah, if you want to join us again.
I can't hear you, but.
Yeah, we can't. But, yeah, if you want to join us again for a call, you can.
There we go.
All right, thank you.
I'm back now.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now. So I'm just checking.
Yeah, it just kicked this out. Or
no, it's a Wi-Fi glitch. Sorry.
No problem. You were in the middle of a sentence, and that was it.
Yeah, well, the blinking man cave, yeah, the blinking wooden shed are done. It all blew up in the air.
It wouldn't have mattered what you did.
Yeah
but I lost all my hair and my eyebrows, and my dog lost all his hair too, and we both come out bald.
What kind of dog?
No, a Rhodesian Ridgeback.
A Ridgeback? I don't know. I'm not familiar with Ridgebacks. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, Rhodesian Ridgeback. They're big dogs. They're lion chasers. They hunt down lions.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to look that up.
Sorry, Mr. A. Everybody just got kicked out. It just stopped fucking. It blew up and it just fucking stopped.
What's that noise there? What's that noise?
Chewbacca.
Yeah, Timmy boy has the audio of Chewbacca on his
phone. Mr. A, it just stopped. Andy was in the middle of a sentence. He cut off, and then I looked down, and it wasn't, it said off air. I'm like, I don't know what the hell happened. It wasn't.
So Podbean kicked us off, too.
And another thing, we can't do this shit in Chrome anymore. We're on Firefox, so there's something going on.
Firefox, Firefox is good. That's good. Firefox is good.
Well, it's something. Firefox used to work for us, then stopped working, so we went to Chrome, and we've used Chrome for actually almost 4 years. Now Chrome, it won't let us use Chrome anymore. So
I'm
going to
look at the Java settings.
Oh, I'm looking up Rhodesian Ridgebacks. They're beautiful dogs.
Yeah, lovely dogs. Lovely dogs.
Did you put a wig on him?
Shame we can't send photos here. He's like my big guard dog. He follows me everywhere. If I go into wholesalers, the wholesaler says to me, "No dogs allowed here." And then my dog looks at them. Okay, he can come with you.
You should say, "Well, your wife's here."
What's that?
Your wife in here, right?
What's that?
You should tell him when he says no dogs allowed. Just say, "Well, I see your wife sitting here."
No. And then my dog just fucking snarls at him, "Leave me alone. I'm coming with my owner." Can I tell you guys a story? Yeah. Well, it's not a story. It's real life. Yeah. And I know it's not comedy or nothing like that. Right. You know, last Christmas Day, right?
No, I don't remember it.
Well, a bit similar to me then. So on the 25th, what's that?
I said, "Hey, crazy lady."
Crazy lady just joined us. But you were telling us, Andy.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you this. On the 25th of December, it was about 6:30 p.m., I dropped down dead. What was that?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Well, were you going to listen to it anyway?
Yes, we are.
I'm trying. Tell me the story. I'm trying. Just tell me the story.
Yeah. fucking hell, you make me laugh so much. I can't fucking speak now. Sorry, I'm swearing. I can't bloody well speak.
There's no problem with that. You can swear on this show. No judgment.
Yeah, well, Timmy keeps making me laugh.
Ko-Fi and put a dollar in the swear jar.
Oh, wait. Timmy just said, well, you can actually join our Ko-Fi membership and you can put a dollar in the swear jar since you've sworn twice.
Fuck that. That's $3.
There you go. There's $3. All right. But tell us, all right, what happened on the 25th of December last year?
Yeah, well, I dropped down dead. And I'm not lying to you, yeah? I dropped down dead. And now I have CCTV, yeah? And okay. You know I've got 20 dogs as well, but my big guard dog, right? He running around, I'm looking on CCTV, yeah, right? And he see my spirit leave my body. When my spirit left my body, he running around in panic because he knew I was dead. And then by pure luck, there was a doctor walking past my home. And he ran in and he's pumping my heart and everything like that. And now I'm not a fat man, I'm a big man. I'm like 6'7", but I'm a big, big man. And
yeah.
But I'm not
fat.
And then the Thai people have to carry me off to hospital in the back of the pickup, but it can't be two people pick me up. It has to be four people because I'm a big man, 6'7", 120 kilos. And so they all got on there. And then I remember him saying, don't let him sleep, keep him with us. He brought me back to life again. I was dead, and I see the other side as well. Honestly, I see the other side as well. And then when I come back to this earth, right, the crazy thing was, 1 month all my muscles ripped up bad. I couldn't get out of bed. I had to get my wife to help me out of bed, everything. It was like being thrown back in my body, yeah, and all my muscles were ripped up, and it was really weird, really weird.
Man, how long did it take you to be able to walk again?
1 month.
1 month.
Yeah, all my muscles were seized up, all your back muscles. Right, so where you're sitting now, yeah, on the left and the right, all down there, no one pulls muscles down there. Every muscle in my body was ripped and I couldn't move at all.
Wow. It's incredible that you survived, and the way the stars aligned. There happened to be a doctor walking by.
Yeah. It was meant to be. I think it was meant to be.
That's incredible. Now, how did you know? You said your dog could see your spirit leaving your body. Did the dog?
Yeah. I've got it on CCTV. I've got it on camera. I keep it because I've got like 15 customers looking at me. Yeah, all just fucking dying on the floor. And then my dog has pushed in through the customers. Yeah, and looking, and he's looked at my spirit leave my body. Right. And he's just running around panicking. He's just going crazy. He's my big guard dog. He's trained as my guard dog.
He's trying to guard you. He's trying to protect you.
What was that?
He's trying to protect you.
No. He knows I've left my body. He knows I left my body. He can tell I've left my body. So I've got it on CCTV, right, on my shop videos. He could see me leave my body, and then he starts going crazy.
That is incredible. But hooray, cheers to you for surviving.
What did you see when you
died? Yeah, but I put it on NDERF website because I had these people all from YouTube phone me up. Come on our websites. They fit me in on these calendar dates, and I just... Excuse my language, I just told them all fuck off. So I done on NDERF website, Andy C on NDERF last Christmas Day, and I put it on the website.
Why don't you put it so wherever website it's on, and then paste it into the thing here so everybody can watch it?
No.
When you finish speaking on here, just go on NDERF and look at Andy C, and then you'll see, go down about 20 more people, go down, and then you see what happened to me last Christmas Day.
Well, it's amazing.
On CCTV, yeah?
No. I haven't put CCTV on in the ERF website because don't allow. They just allow writing on there.
But the CCTV you'd like?
No, I've saved the CCTV because it shows me how much my dog loves them.
I got you. I got ABC TV. When I do that.
But still, that is very cool. So good for you for surviving it, Andy.
I'm fucking with you, man.
Yeah.
Andy.
Timmy boy's being funny.
Andy.
Okay, if you can hear us, we can't hear you again at this point.
You didn't drop that again, did you?
Oh.
And doctor's like, all right, I can't be here.
Can hear now or not?
Yes, I hear you.
Hey, when you died, what did you see?
Do you want to know the truth? Yeah, I'm not lying. They call it, yeah, the void. When I died, I was in the blackness, yeah. It was just all blackness, yeah. And I'm trying to walk forward, I'm trying to walk left, I'm trying to walk right, but I've got no body. I look down, I've got no arms or legs. But then when I died, it was just all blackness. And then I see this little white speck, yeah, this little white speck in the distance, right? And it get bigger and bigger. And then it went, dum, 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 this white speck. And then it fucking just threw me back in my body.
Crazy, really? Lady, just send the link here. I don't have Discord. I mean, I have Discord, but I don't have it on here. Yeah,
But when I died, right, my wife was telling me I was shaking on the floor and everything like that. I'd already left my body by then. I didn't feel no shaking, nothing like that. I just went, split of a second. I remember my head going down, my eyes going down, and I was gone. That was it. I was gone.
Wow.
Yeah, the last time I almost died is when I almost drowned. And I did see the light, and I was starting to get sucked up towards it. And just, it was just like the nicest feeling, just like let go. And then I kind of said, oh no, my mom's going to have to fucking come identify my body. I can't have that. I just snapped out of it. Like, I found the fucking
Well, you saved your mama job there, didn't you?
What's that?
You saved your mama job there, coming to identify you. You stayed alive.
Yeah. It's true. Say the least. Mm.
So.
Your mom would have been devastated.
It was the most peaceful feeling, going towards the light and everything and all that. And I knew on the other side was just a whole bunch of people. And all of a sudden, it was like halfway there. I'm like, shit. I can't rest.
Yeah, but Timmy, I didn't see no other people. And I never went towards the light. It was the light that come and got me and threw me back in my body. It was because when I died, just a split second, and I've gone.
Well, if I go before you, all right? Mm-hmm. How old are you?
Oh, I'm late 50s.
No, right, well, I'm gonna be 60 next month.
Hmm?
You heard me? I said I'm gonna be.
1 minute, 70. I'm just drinking some water. How old are you?
I'm gonna be 60 next month.
Don't wind me up now, Timmy. Right, on next month, yeah, I'm 59 on the 19th of May. I'm a Taurus.
I'm a Taurus, right, too. Yeah. I'm the 13th.
Are you the 13th? I'm 19th. I'm the 19th.
All right. Well.
Near, isn't it? Near each other, isn't it?
Quite near. I was going to say, two Tauruses.
Yep.
Yeah, two Tauruses. Stubborn as hell, us Taurus.
Stubborn but loyal.
Yeah, but loyal too, yeah. Loyal, yeah.
Loyal to a fault.
Yeah, yeah. We all us Tauruses are loyal.
That's right, to a fault.
Mm.
I'm like Jesus, though. I'll turn my other cheek, but not my back.
Are you going to be like Kung Fu Jesus?
I am Kung Fu Jesus.
You are, baby.
What's so funny?
Timmy, do you want to know the biggest wind-up I've done?
What?
and your wife listening to. Yeah, my wife was winding me up so much for like 2 months. We've been happily married for like 30 years, right?
Oh, congratulations.
So, yeah, oh, thank you. But it was, she winded me up so much, yeah. So it's on a certain time of the year, I went to be a monk, a Buddhist monk.
Okay.
Yeah, she's fucking going crazy, yeah, because she's got no husband no more. I'm living in a temple.
Wow. Oh, my.
And
come out. You won't be your wife at that point.
What's that?
I said she would have no husband at that point, and it would be that you have no wife at that point, too.
Yeah. But she used to come down and see me, this and that. And she said, when do you think you feel ready to come out? Because it's like her religion, yeah. I said, I'm not ready to come out yet. I'm staying in here. I'm enjoying it. I've got free food and everything. And fucking stayed in for ages, yeah. And when I come out being a monk, I come out being so skinny, yeah, because I was working all the time, like sweeping the leaves and things like that, and teaching kids English. I come out so skinny. It's like a health retreat for me. It was like a 6 months health retreat.
All right. Would you
want to
do it again?
Yeah, I will do it. Actually, I've got an auntie dying down the road there, so I think I might. I said to my wife, if she lives for like another month, maybe I'll go in. And I've got an uncle dying down the road. And I said to my wife, maybe I'm going to go back in to be a monk again, because I really enjoyed it. Not joking apart, but maybe I'll go back in for a little while. Maybe I'll stay another 6 months.
Can they have sex?
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Can monks have sex?
No, not allowed to drink alcohol. You're not meant to smoke cigarettes, but I always have a cigarette out of the back of the monastery, like in the bicycle shed. I have a fucking cigarette.
UK, they're not allowed to touch women, but can they masturbate? Can they touch themselves?
No, you're not meant to. It's like you're a holy monk. You've got to just live normal.
That's normal.
I was going to say that sounds pretty
normal. It's actually not masturbating is not normal.
But maybe that's just the way we see things here. But mind you, I've never been a nun and you've never been a monk. So that could be why.
Well, look. I don't know what to tell you. But Jesus was no fucking saint.
Well, Jesus must have had a wank.
That's all
there
he did.
You go. Well, I mean,
why do you think he kept disappearing?
Well, he also had a wife and three kids too, so
exactly.
he was busy. So.
Exactly, yeah, three kids. He probably had no time to masturbate, or you know, you need at least a half hour. You're gonna do it right, you know.
Just how long does it take you?
I don't know. He didn't have TV back then.
Half an hour. You can do in 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's what your wife told us.
Oh, okay. So my wife's been for as well. Bloody hell, I'm going to have a go at her in a minute.
And your wife said actually 2 minutes was being generous.
No, that's terrible.
Don't listen to her. 2 minutes is being
generous. That's why she calls me 2 minute Andy.
Oh, man.
You know, I don't know what high school you dropped out of. You couldn't tell Brian. That's what you told me.
Oh, wow. Well, we appreciate you, Andy. On 2UK, wanted to know if you had to shave your head. And also says the reason it's 2 ends Andy is because you don't do it often enough, LOL. That's why it's only 2 minutes. That's why, okay.
Why don't you sell Bibles in that store of yours?
I don't sell Bibles. Buddhism isn't a religion. It's just a way of life.
Store that you're in with the CCTVs.
Yeah.
Right?
All my stores got CCTV.
I know. You keep saying. I remember. Well, you wouldn't catch me if I was stealing from you.
I would catch you because I find you wanking in the corner.
Yeah, you'd probably find me. I'd be like, can I borrow your bathroom? You'd be like, no.
I just find someone wanking in the corner of his shop. I said, hey, that's fucking you, Timmy. That's fucking you. I caught you.
Yeah, you know what? I'd be like, can I borrow your bathroom? You'd be like, no, you can't. I know when I'm last time. Oh, yeah, for the CCTV, you pervert. I'm the fucked up one. You take that proof with you? We're going to post that on some fucking dirty website.
Oh, my God. That
I don't mind, but cut me for some of the money.
I can't speak. Sorry, I can't stop laughing.
Well, that's
well,
a
see,
good
this
sign.
Is your second day, and I got to prove to you that this is your favorite job.
It's true, because this is a comedy podcast, and that's one thing. Timmy here knows comedy. He knows how to be funny. You succeed.
No, you start me off again. I can't stop laughing.
Sorry.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
High fives, baby. He's
going to hyperventilate me. But you know what? And I just thought of another tagline for when you get feeling you're yelling like Pepsi.
Oh no, let's hear it.
You take them home or to the police.
Yeah.
And you say, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
No, I'm chatting to people.
Oh man. That's so funny.
See you later, Sue UK. Thanks for stopping by again. Where you been anyway? She never comes to see us anymore.
That's true. I haven't seen Sue UK in a minute.
No. Call in, you saucy broad.
And crazy lady.
The both of them. No. They want private invitations now.
That's okay. And CUK says, been busy, but I'm really on.
All right. Gotta go. Chia later. Chia. But what was I going to say, Andy? I don't remember.
You were saying about the whole, what is it? You're in trouble.
That's like they have, I sent my son this little poster, but it's like, yeah. Maybe 12 by 12, right? It's a picture of Jesus.
Yeah.
It says, I saw that.
That's funny.
He won't hang it up in his office at home.
That's really
I'm
funny.
Like, what are you afraid? You afraid that, you know, you're going to get in trouble for that? No, I just think God will be mad at me.
Oh, wow.
Sup, Sue?
Hey.
How you doing, hon?
I'm all right. I feel all right. Hey, Timmy, let me ask you a question.
What?
Why did you ban caps?
I didn't ban
we
caps.
Didn't. No,
why would
we didn't
I ban,
ban
caps?
Him. We love caps. We haven't seen him in forever.
I mean, he was being a little bit...
He says you banned him. He's just asked me to ask you why.
Oh, my God. I don't ban anybody.
Yeah, we didn't ban him.
But I didn't ban caps, but he was being a jerk to... somebody who was, I was playing Martin Luther King's speech and he was making fun of it. And it was on Black History Month. And I just thought that was very disrespectful.
But yeah,
and
we didn't
he got
ban
into
him.
It with another guy, but I don't ban anybody.
Yeah.
I should ban people, but I don't.
But yeah, we didn't ban that.
I might have hung up on him, but I didn't ban him.
Yeah, we'd love to have caps on again.
Well,
there you go.
Yeah. I think I'll tell him because I think it was him and Moop. You know, Mook, M-U-U-P-K, he's very racist. Me, him, and Katz have had problems with him and his racism. He is quite racist. So
who is?
Do with that.
M-U-U-K or N-O-O-K?
Hang on. I'll put it in the chat.
Of course. Thanks, Sue.
But,
that one, yeah?
Let me see.
He's quite racist, and I've had run-ins with him.
That's awful.
But I don't know. Let me see. Let me look it up because I kind of I can't really keep track of people like that.
Yeah, I remember.
There's so many people that come and go.
yeah,
here and at, you know, give
so
me a second.
Check and see if Katz is in your band list because he's a good guy.
I don't think, yeah, I have any band list, but I'll check. Yeah,
yeah,
because he says he's definitely banned.
Oh,
get out of here.
Yeah, because we don't want to ban Caps.
Stop being a crybaby.
Caps, that is a joke. Now, good to see you.
Oh, I thought he was banned. I'm banned.
Is that Cap just come on now then?
Yes, it is, Andy. You're right, love.
Oh. Hello, Sue. You're all right. Yeah,
so. I'm all right.
Cap said I thought I was.
I'm going to pull you on because we're both from the same town.
Me and Andy are, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Are you also, Sue, are you also out in Thailand? Are you both from the same town in the UK?
Both born in the same town in the UK, yeah, but I'm still in the UK, whereas Andy's not, so.
Okay, because
you're
in
Thailand
now.
He's in Cambodia.
Cambodia. I'm selling my businesses there, living in Thailand.
It doesn't matter. It's the UK. That's, you know. But he was saying, I was telling, because he has problems with kids stealing soda. So I said he should just pour like 20% out of a Pepsi bottle and then, you know, pee in the rest of it. Make it look like it's full. And the tagline for that Pepsi could be, Pepsi tastes better the second time around.
And Caps is like, well, he also, Timmy, had also had a second, like, this would be part of the commercial, I think. You'd said that the long line for it is, you're in trouble.
Right. You get caught stealing it, you're in trouble now.
And Cap says, like the Dumb and Dumber movie, get out of here. Oh, man. You're just offering so much good advice to our listeners, right, baby?
I told you I'm a capitalist.
I know you are, baby. I know.
Gotta keep the gears grinding in this capitalist society of ours.
There's something, that's for sure.
Hey, if anybody's been watching, Joby's been through the roof, man.
Yeah, Tim has been talking about Joby for a while.
And MNMD, look up those stocks. I'm up like a lot. But MNMD, believe it or not, is the way to another phase trial for LSD as an antidepressant.
How about that?
Yeah, I can't do LSD here. I'll get nicked and put in prison. I grow marijuana plants because it's legal here.
Andy,
marijuana plants. What's that?
Don't go Andy,
you put
away
your dog after you
brutal
the
hair
off.
Now you're starting your wife off now and she's bloody laughing.
It's just a question. It's a legit question. Here's his poor dog. Now, he's going to go up and about outside to do his business. And he goes, I want to go at night. Why? I don't want all my friends making fun of me now. They all come looking for
him. Dogs have got a dog hatch on. They go out in the garden and do their business at night time.
Anyway, I'm going to catch you later, guys.
All right, so, yeah, you take care, yeah? You take care. Yeah, love you lots.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Your dog.
Yeah. I think your dog is okay now after all that.
He's a big fucking... He's a big fucking fucker, right? And then I built this...
Oh, wait, you just cut out again, Andy. You garbled and then cut out. So if you're saying anything, we can't hear you again. But yeah, and Caps is laughing at that. There you go. And Caps says, so Timmy, what have you been up to? Oh, well, for one, of course, we've been doing the podcast, and I just graduated from college. I just graduated from American Academy of Dramatic Arts, which feels really, really good. So I've got on. Thank you, Caps. Caps says, well, congratulations. feels good. I've got auditions for Actors Equity this week, which will be fun. And oh, thank you, Mr. A, for the congratulations too. Yeah, it feels good. It's I put the work in. It's one thing that I know Timmy was seeing too. I was intense schedule for full time. That was especially crunched because it's a program that I crunched into take only about 2/3 of the time that it should have taken. So I had 12 to 14 hour days, which was a lot. And then I worked too. So I was tired. And Cap says, cheater. No, no cheating. It was just a lot of work. So yeah, so Timmy is happy that I'm not gone for so long, for so much time now, which is good. And I know the kitty's happy that I'm home more often now too. But yeah, things are good here. And Cap says, oh, that's really cool. Thank you. Yeah, it feels really, really good to have graduated. And I learned a ton. So I'm so happy about it. And it's hard, yes. But what have you been up to, Caps? How have you been? We've been thinking, pays off. Exactly, it does. But it's one thing I know, because Timmy and I have been saying back and forth, like, we haven't seen Caps in a while, hoping he's doing well. So good to see you again. And I think Timmy is finding a song. And Cap says, just same old looking after kids, beating my missus up and working. And thanks. So bad. No need to beat up the missus. Or I would think, too, if it's between you and the missus, which one is the better bet? Which one is going to win? And Caps is doing the laughing emojis.
My money's on his wife. Just saying, I love you, brother, but it's on his wife. Hello, she's got to put up with Caps.
That's it. And Caps is laughing. And Caps is laughing at that.
All right, but hold on. Hey, could you hear me, Andy? I gotta mute everybody. Hold on.
Yeah, Caps just got cut up.
All right, hold on. For I don't know what Andy's dog's name was.
Or is.
Is, but you know what? For only about a nickel a day. You give the ASPCA your donation, and it will go to not only wigs for dogs that Andy burned the hair off of, because he has 30 of them. And he'll probably, this dog isn't the first nor the last one, we believe. But that's okay. Because just a nickel a day will got not only wigs for these poor dogs that they're apparently being held against their own will.
Oh. And Caps thinks this is hilarious too.
Not only will they get wigs, but they'll get the proper attention on CCTV. And they won't get any urine in their Pepsi. That's a promise from ASPCA to you, our loyal supporters. Thank you.
And Cap says, amen. He called his last dog Sinjeter. Oh, that's terrible. Right. Crazy lady says, don't they eat fog in Cambodia?
I meant dog.
Oh man,
too funny.
Just send the dogs to Michael Vick Animal Training.
Oh no, that's terrible. That is so terrible. Kep says, yeah, they do. That's why he has 30. Oh man, and Kep says the laughing emojis again. Yeah, that's something about how he said he has 20 dogs. That's a lot of dogs. It's
a lot of mouths to feed, honey.
It's true, I agree.
It's a lot of wigs.
Yeah.
Unless it's livestock. If it's livestock.
It's true. If it's livestock, it'd be even more. Cap says two-legged kind or. That's true. By the sounds of it, it's four-legged, but nonetheless.
Oh, man. Does he have any kids?
Yeah, do you have kids, Andy? Are you still on, Andy?
Andy, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, if you can hear us again, we can't
he's
hear
gay.
You, Andy. Well, you
blink twice
if you
need
gay.
Help.
Cap said he's gay, but Caps, he said he was a monk and he can't jerk off. And I'm like, well, that, you know, if you ain't getting laid, you ain't jerking off. I don't want any advice from somebody who's not getting laid or jerking off.
Oh, my Cap said he's got a sausage dog. He loves a good sausage. That's all right. LMAO. And Cap says I do both. You jerk off and get laid. That's all right. Nothing wrong with that.
Remember, funniest thing, my sister's ex-husband, John, he said, well, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, yeah, I'm going out with this girl. He said, did you jerk off yet? I'm like, what? And I was like, so, whatever. What are you talking about? He goes, you got to, you know, jerk off before you know, you want to make a good impression. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, I'm not going out with her again. Why do I need to make a good impression? The look on his face, like I stumped him. I'm like, see that? The teacher is now the student. Yeah,
exactly. Well, I mean, when it comes down to it, you have game. Yeah. And Caps thinks that's funny. And Andy says, can you hear me? No, we can't hear you, Andy.
No, not yet.
Not at all.
Here we go. Oh, now I unmuted Crazy Lady. I thought I did before. Oh, she muted herself. Okay.
That's all right, Crazy Lady.
You need to mute and unmute.
Yeah, did you see that? Andy's not even... post that?
Hold on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. You need to unmute yourself, or, you know, even hang up and call back in.
That's fine, too.
Doesn't matter. Oh, my God. It's funny.
And Kev says, yeah, that will work. You have all sorts of advice for Andy Farmer.
Mm-hmm. A lot of advice for everybody.
And Kev, yeah, you do. Itchy it's balls, true. Kev says, I have itchy balls, man.
Well, if you're a monk, you can't itch them.
Well, I would think you could itch them.
I mean,
just
it's
can't.
In the Bible. You can't itch them.
Well, if he's a Buddhist monk, they don't use the Bible.
Do they itch each other's balls?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like they're allowed to. They're allowed to have sex, but I don't know if they could help each other jerk out.
No, if your balls are itchy, right?
Yeah.
And you can't, quote unquote, you know,
scratch them.
Scratch them, because that might lead to something else. You have somebody else scratching for you. You know,
I would think that could lead to something else.
Hey,
I'm not judging.
Look, I have more questions than answers.
I know you do, baby.
So I never joined up, honey. It's never appealed to me.
Oh, man. You know, that's all right. I appreciate you're not. I can respect Andy joining, becoming a monk for a while, but I appreciate you're not becoming a monk. I appreciate that, at least personally.
No, it's funny whenever I see somebody, they're like, you know, 80 years old, just like, yeah, I'm a Catholic priest now. I'm like, yeah, now you can't fucking get it up anymore. You ain't getting a better seat in heaven. You're probably a real fucking scumbag when you're younger.
Oh, maybe.
This ain't going to get you a better seat in heaven, bro. You're not getting ahead of me. I'll cut you right the fuck off. Stand in line like everybody else. I see that fucking frock of yours.
Are you? Is it going to be throwdown?
Maybe throwdown.
Will there be hands? I'll fucking
beat him like he stole something. I'll beat him like he stole my place in line. Goddamn.
Oh, man. So bad.
I won't even be judged.
Oh, you won't be judged?
No. St. Paul be like, sir, come here. What? What do you want?
Now you're...
You got moxie, kid.
Now you're looking to have words with St. Paul. There you go. Kev wants to know, Crazy Lady, how do you scratch your balls? And Kev says, I love it when someone says to 85-year-old, what do you look like? And Kev says, and the reply is, well, I have gray hair. I can see that. And Crazy Lady says, F you, Caps. And Caps does the laughing emojis.
Caps is wound up.
It's true.
Caps is just happy that he doesn't think he's banned anymore.
Yeah.
Which he never was.
It's true. We never banned you. We love you, Caps. We appreciate having you on here.
Was I angry? Of course I was angry. I told you I was angry.
Yeah. But you're never banned.
Never banned. I thought you were disrespectful. I told you where I fucking thought. But I really thought it's because of that.
M-U-U-P-K.
He's not banned either, but like,
I know Sue was saying that he's really racist. I remember
Very sausage coming
in. What? It's funny because everybody's breaking up and I hear
it's
only
true.
These words like sausage.
Very
sausage. Sausages.
appreciate having you on too, crazy lady.
I don't want a massive sausage. I was saying you're a fairy sausage. You, oh my God, this is why we...
Wait, we're the fairy sausages or Caps is a fairy sausage?
Caps is a fairy sausage, not you guys. You guys are cool. Define a capsule. He's a fairy sausage cunt.
Define massive in inches, not centimeters.
There you go. That's it.
Maybe I could help you out.
And Cap says that's what she said, and lots of laughing emojis. And Cap said, "I've known Crazy for 5 years. We have a love hate relationship." Well, we love both.
Make love, not war.
Yeah, it's true. And Cap does the laughing emojis again.
Oh man, yeah, Cap just fucking with us from day one, and we haven't heard from Claire in a fucking.
No, how's Claire doing? Hoping she's doing wonderfully. Yeah, because we haven't seen her in a minute. Oh, that's what you're hoping for from Claire.
Well,
I get it.
No, somebody.
Yeah, your cousin.
Sex.
Yeah.
90-10. I don't know what 90-10 is.
That's true. You said love hate relationship. 90%
yeah,
love.
No, it's Caps's cousin.
Yeah.
Did Caps add you to his Instagram? Are you on Caps's Instagram?
I don't know. Actually, are we on each other's Instagram? Actually, let me.
Does he have Instagram?
I would think you probably have.
Those old guys, they don't know what that is.
Oh.
I know. I don't. I.
All right. Here, let me see.
Are you on my Discord? You know what?
Yes.
I am, but I don't. I forgot my fucking. Yeah, let me see what all that stuff is. Let me see if I wrote down the fucking website.
Yeah, and you can type in what your Insta handle is if you have Instagram, and I will follow you on Instagram if so.
Yep. Let me see.
Yeah, Timmy is logging in to see it.
Yeah, hold on. Give me a second.
He'll find it.
I don't want to leave this stuff. Fuck it. All right.
Caps Corn. Okay. Looking you up now.
All right. Caps Corn. If he did, he would have way more than the New York Times. But is he on Insta, though?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking up.
Instagram. Caps Corn?
Yeah, Caps Corn. And I'm appreciating how corn is spelled with a K. I'm a fan of corn myself.
And it's
you
like
know,
that,
falling away from me. Falling away from me. Yeah, that, exactly. Corn. That was it.
Well, you know what I say about corn?
Well, I know what you say about corn, but that's a different type of corn. Oh.
You know, corn is fascinating because it's on the cob when it goes in and comes back out on the cob.
Oh, man. Just
I know. Me too. I find Instagram, no one's fucking for real. Instagram.
There you go. Yeah, Cap says he used to have Instagram and found it shite.
I agree.
I get it. There you
I
go.
I agree.
I mean, I have Insta because it's part of, you know, modeling work. That's how I end up connecting with photographers I've shot with. They'll put photos that we did from photo shoots that we did up there, and also with acting work. Connecting a lot. Actually,
you get a lot of work off of IMDb.
Get some work off of IMDb. It's true.
Spider-Woman off of IMDb.
On Backstage.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And Cap says, yeah, I get that.
Andy46@zoho.com. Okay. I'm writing it down because I don't want to, if I move out of this tab, it might kick everybody off and I don't want to do that. So I'll do it this afternoon.
There you go. And crazy lady, we don't have an Instagram for the
Timmy Boy
podcast.
We're
going to
have one this afternoon because Jolene's going to make one.
Yes, I am. It's going to happen for realsies this time.
Yep, this afternoon. So she'll put it when we republish this episode later today. She'll put the title in the today's episode name.
Yeah.
I have you on already. Two on my. Oh, Caps 118. Caps 118.
It was Caps 118. Okay. Looking that up now.
Yeah, we're watching. We're done with The Boys season 3, and we're watching Fallout now.
Yeah,
we're halfway done through Fallout.
It's enjoyable.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's a good show. Yep. Yeah, I'm not seeing you on Instagram on Caps118. You're right. We haven't gotten to see Nobody the Film yet. No, that's another one. It's with, what's his name? From Better Call Saul, the actor?
Right.
Yeah, what is his
name? Yeah, that came and went. That
yeah.
That was out there, but there was a lot of stuff going on somehow. And
it's true. That's another one we need
to
see.
Was that a film? I thought that was a TV show.
I thought so, too. Hmm. But going to look that up. Yeah. Either way, that was one we wanted to see that we haven't seen yet.
Did,
Oh, Sisu. That looks really good. We've seen the trailer for that. Yeah. Haven't seen it yet.
What was I going to say? Oh, Caps, are you going to vote for Trump if you could? Yes.
Oh, God, why? And Bob Odenkirk, that's the actor.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would you vote
for
Trump?
What?
Why? He's a freaking Nazi. Why would anybody vote for a Nazi?
Fuck Biden, the child fixer.
Actually, that's not true. The whole thing, I know Trump's campaign actually was trying to put that out, but he had actually, there's no evidence of him being a child fiddler. But there is actually a lot of evidence of Trump being a child fiddler.
He sniffs children.
Yeah, that's also Trump. That's also Trump camp actually putting that out.
But
yeah.
He doesn't say to everybody that he would fuck his daughter. She's
it's
hot,
true.
Isn't she?
It's true.
Hot. And yeah, his daughter is hot, and I would fuck her, absolutely.
Yeah.
But as a father, you don't say that.
She's not your daughter, and he's also you also don't promote Nazi propaganda.
And I another question. Let's just say, you know, rewind 20-something years ago before I met you.
Okay, yeah.
And I bumped into her.
Yeah.
Glass of time, and she said, sure.
You would have hit that.
Listen to me.
I'm listening.
Of course, I'd have to meet her father. Sure.
Okay.
Now, Trump, I don't want your money. I just want your daughter's poon, you know. And he would say, I understand that. And he would say, I want my daughter's poon.
Oh,
or he would say she's very attractive, or he would say it classier. Now, question is, would he say, that's fine, it's understandable, but I have to be there to watch.
Oh, God. Ew.
Or would he just say, you know what, here's the keys to the plaza, pick a room. Would be a gentleman like that. I have a lot more questions about this, honey, this subject.
He's a Nazi. He's not going to be a gentleman about anything.
I don't think he's...
Nazis are known to not be gentlemen.
But I don't think his daughter's a Nazi. She married a Jew.
That's you know what, I could see that.
But I think he's got the dick of death, and that superseded any. Like, I don't even think she was down with marrying a Nazi, and he whipped it out, and she's like, oh.
Maybe that did it.
You know, he goes, you know what, I'm going to just walk down the street, turn the corner, you know. Like, oh, he says, just try to follow the trail of fucking, you know.
The trail of what?
Dung.
Oh, man.
Ding. Oh, your first name should be Dong. Yeah. Or Ding, it shouldn't be Jared.
Oh, man. Now you're making me think of the boys again.
Yeah.
Remember that one
yeah.
character? Speaking of Dick of Death.
Well, that's funny because that's the first time that I've said that about Jared.
Yeah,
remember?
You've said that before, yeah.
What's up, Andy?
Thanks for calling
you
in again, Andy.
You would vote for Trump or...
He said Trump,
I'm Trump all the way. I've met Mr. Trump once in Scotland when he opened that golf course.
Okay.
He opened a golf course in Scotland. And he was
okay.
A very polite man, and I sat down on a table, 30 minutes I spoke to him, and he's a very nice man, to tell you the truth.
Well, do you know what he's done here in the U.S.?
Yeah, but what's Biden done? Biden's dementia senile.
But that's the thing. There's no evidence that Biden is senile, but there's a lot of evidence that Trump is senile. He can't even keep his sentences straight anymore.
But in all fairness...
Biden can't walk around the White House. He loses all his doors and everything.
Well, here's a few things. Here's my opinion. All right?
Let's hear it, baby.
First of all, the president doesn't run the country.
Yeah.
That's first of all.
Yeah.
The president just, he has a certain policy he wants to do, and he lets, you know, he hires or not hires, but he says, okay, Caps, you're going to be my head of the FCC or whatever.
Yeah. You're gonna
I don't check in on him every fucking day or every year. I could give a shit. You know what? Is the place burning down? Do I have a bunch of old ladies calling me, yelling at me about, you know, I see titties on the TV?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to be fucking pissed at Caps. Yeah. Why are the titties on TV?
I mean,
regular TV, because the regular channel shouldn't have titties on TV.
Okay. No.
But you know what? They should, but that's a whole nother discussion. If you could show a dead body, you could show titties.
I can see that. Now, are you pissed off at Caps specifically for titties on TV?
You know what? If you elect me as your fucking king, I will put two titties in every pot.
Wait. You want to be king now?
No, just I'll put two titties in every pot.
And Kev says free the nipple. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, that's another thing. Like Trump.
Not every nipple.
Trump here and his people have been saying he wants to be
king.
Hold
on. Yeah. Hold on.
And he's going to get rid of democracy and wants to be a dictator. So he's a dick.
Listen. All right. Just backing up.
Listening.
Because there's a lot of shit that was thrown at me when... You know, with child support and stuff.
Yeah.
And I know what it's like to have my head fucking spin.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right?
Yeah.
You were there for some of it.
I was.
Like, not even all of it, but like a lot of it.
Yeah.
But not all of it.
No.
As Trump, I don't care fuck how much money he's got. Yeah. His head's got to be fucking spinning. Because with this whole about, oh, he overestimated on his fucking, his property. You know, first of all, honey, everybody does it. I've done it. Everybody does it. And you know what? It's not our fucking job. I want to say, you know what? This is worth X amount of dollars. They have fucking appraisers come out and say, no, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
I've actually had one appraiser say that it wasn't because I was over by $10,000.
Okay.
I wanted to buy a condo.
All right.
Okay. One guy out of fucking how many fucking places I bought?
Yeah.
One dude.
Okay.
And I was surprised. Oh, does he look like he's money?
And what did you
do? I really didn't care. I didn't want the fucking place anyway. But the point was.
And what did you do then?
Everybody
after,
does it.
Yeah. What did you do then after he'd said, no, it's not worth as much as you're saying?
You know what? Go fuck yourself. I don't want the place anyway.
Okay. Well, either way, you didn't place forth anyways to get loans for the same amount, even though
there are
appraisers.
But I did with other ones. Because if here in America.
Here in America.
Let's just say you're worth $200,000.
Okay.
All right. And you put 20% down. Okay.
Okay.
And what you do is you have to, in your mortgage payment, let's say your mortgage is $180,000. That's the balance once 20% off of $200,000.
Okay.
Okay. So you're paying a mortgage at $180,000. Whatever the fucking mortgage rate is, I don't give a shit. Okay. Let's say $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
Okay. Once, part of that $1,000 is something they call PMI. Private mortgage insurance.
Yeah.
In case you default and the bank has to come in and sell the place through a sheriff's sale, they want to make sure if you trash the place on the way out and they only get $100 for it, that $200 is covered.
Yeah.
So that PMI is going to get covered until I think it's until your house is about worth $220. Then you can drop the PMI. And that PMI,
okay.
I remember when I had my house, was about $120 a month.
Okay, not
it's
bad.
It's a lot of fucking money.
Oh, okay. $120
this is 20 years ago.
In addition to, okay.
Your mortgage, yeah.
Okay, I get that.
Anyway, yeah, what's up, Mr. Armpy?
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Good to see you.
How you been? And what's your new job for Mr. Armpy?
Mr. Armpy just farted.
I hope he farted in a Ziploc bag and he's going to sell it.
Yeah, I'm going to sell it to the kids that are stealing his
rabble-rousers.
Well, it's going to give it to the kids who are stealing his perfume.
Yeah, well, he saves them, and then he puts the labels at their perfume, and he lets the rabble-rousers steal them. So they're going
to
go out there.
No, I just fucking farted. I just fucking farted, and I'm trying to put my nose near my ass to see if it smells.
Well, what's the verdict there, Sherlock?
Yeah, and you're 6'7". I think it'd be tough for your nose to get down that far.
Anyway, it can still go down it. And then it fucking stunk.
You got a hose, right?
Oh, man.
You have a hose for that, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've got a big nose, so it can get down there.
What's the verdict?
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge
What's the verdict, Judas?
Yeah, no, that's it. And Cap says he labels them what he ate last night. That's it.
Right, well, he's, you know, he's finding perfect, you know, recipe of the next day. Like, he's, oh, this is close. This is so close.
Oh, too funny. And too much.
Funny. Most of you dudes out there now, but I've personally have farted and been like, that's not my fucking brand. Holy shit.
It's true. I've heard what you do that.
What did I eat? That is not my brand. But apparently it is.
Yeah.
Apparently it is.
Who's this Mr. Arm keep coming on? Armpit. Is his name Armpit? Mr. Armpit or Armpit?
I think it's Armpit.
Armpit. Well, I hope he used deodorant.
There you go. That's it. What do you think, Mr. Armpit?
From the guy still, Mr. Dutch Oven.
Oh, that's it. Oh, too funny.
Okay, Mr. Armpit. I've never seen a man called this before, Mr. Armpit.
What, Mrs. Armpit?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Armpit. Mr. Armpit on here.
There you go, because it's, not sure if it's armpit or armpit without the T.
It's armpit. He's forgotten the T, isn't he?
Is it Miz?
That's it. And Mr. Armpit says, you can call me Daniel. It's a character.
Okay, Daniel. Okay. Nice to meet you, Daniel. Mr. Armpit, it's, okay, I hope you're using good deodorant. Use Nivea. Nivea's a good mate.
Oh, that's it.
Daniel can mail, or Andy can mail you a special scent he's got.
I'm sure. I would think so, because, yeah. And Cap says he uses Brute. That's it.
Brute Boris.
I wish I could buy Brute again. When I was a kid, I used to use Brute. I wish I could buy Brute just to try it again, because it bloody smells a lot, but it's. I wish I could buy it again.
I've heard of it. I never smelled it before.
But they don't got internet where you live.
Caps just said Old Spice, and Old Spice as well. My granddad used to use Old Spice.
You kind of a deodorant. I don't use fucking cologne. I have deodorant.
You do. It's true. And your deodorant.
Yeah, well, you're a dirty cunt anyway because you don't use deodorant. Thank you for telling us.
Oh, no, it's my bad. Actually, good smell.
It's true. You do, and your deodorant smells really good too.
That's right.
Yeah, see, he's got a good
I found the recipe. You that did. That was my baby. Recipe.
And Caps is laughing.
I'm not.
He doesn't wear deodorant. He just uses cologne. So all those type of people are smelly.
You know, I went out with this girl one night.
Yeah, baby.
And she told me to take her to a Bayonne.
Uh-huh.
She told me to kiss her where it smells, so I took her to Bayonne.
Bayonne is in New Jersey. It's a really smelly place in New Jersey. Thanks for liking the show, Caps.
But you get it. She told me to kiss her where it smells.
So I drove her to Bayonne, New Jersey, where it smells.
But you thought I was going to say a pussy.
No. Don't say that. I rescue dogs. I don't rescue pussies.
It's different.
Missed you guys. I gotta need to go roll a joint. All right.
Yeah, well, I've got marijuana plants in my back garden here. I'll send you some leaves because it's illegal where I live. It's legal.
Are they on CCTV?
Yeah, on CCTV as well. I've got my marijuana plants. I'm only allowed 5 plants because the police come round to me and said I got 7 plants. So I'd have to take 2 plants up, and I'm only allowed 5 marijuana plants.
Now, you don't want to go to jail there, do you?
What was that? Say that again.
You don't want to go to jail in...
I've already been in prison in Cambodia and Thailand.
Really?
For selling bootleg whiskey and everything like that.
Well, you got one up on few up on me.
No, but in Thailand, it's legal to sell marijuana now. We can sell marijuana now. I grow some on my farm.
What were you in jail for? Putting cheap words on doggies?
No. Homemade whiskey. But my hut blew up. I blew the bloody hut up, and I lost all my hair, and my dog lost his hair too.
Well, how could they prove it was you?
Because I was in my hut and I blew the hut up. It was like a shed, yeah. It's like a man cave for you.
It just went bang up in the air.
My mini distillery just fucking blew up.
You should have said it was some scuttlebutt.
The police come round. Yeah, but the police look at my dog. The dog's got no hair on him. All his hair's burnt off, and all my hair on my head is burnt off. What was that?
I'm just as pissed as you fellas. Look what they did to my dog.
Yeah, I know. These signs keep coming up on this site. It's only my second day on here, guys, so excuse me. Yeah, I'm still trying to learn my way around here. It's only my second day.
No excuse.
I think Timmy here is judging you.
No excuse. I keep
getting this bloody big thing up on the screen. It says, join fan club. Join. And this bloody thing.
Well, someone's not a good listener. Did you join? No, I don't know why I'm saying that.
Oh,
I don't have all the answers, man.
No, but
why are you coming to me for all the answers?
We appreciate you being a listener of ours.
Yeah, Timmy's just come back from a wank, hasn't he? I know that. He can hear his voice.
No, listen. You have to. That's what we should have to put on. Swear jar.
Swear jar. Oh, you're right. We should have a swear jar on there.
We are. You're gonna make one today.
Yeah, I got inspired by that for the monologue I had to do 2 weeks ago, right?
No, today, this morning.
The swear jar.
No, when he was swearing, he apologized. He said,
"It's true. Yeah. It's true." But yeah, so when Daniel here says it's not legal in Brazil either, and Cap said I'm in the UK, sadly not legal here. Yeah, we were telling Andy too that in the US, it's some of the states it's legal in, but not federally yet.
Yeah,
probably a matter of time, but yeah,
it'll be a matter of time.
As soon as the pharmaceutical companies can put cannabis under their fucking little patent or whatever.
Umbrella. Yeah. Capitalize on it.
Yeah. So.
Anyway. Yeah, but listen, guys. Listen, look, I'm nearly 60.
All you do is listen. All you tell me is to listen, and that's all I've been doing.
No. And a lot of you guys on here are older as well. You know when, like, we drink beer or we have alcohol, yeah? When you have cannabis and mix alcohol, it just don't mix. Just feel sick. So I prefer a beer. I grow cannabis, but I don't mix it.
That's okay.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
It's your world, girl. You're just living in it.
Yes.
Everybody else is just living in it. Live your best life. You hear me?
YOLO, right?
Live your best life, bro.
Yeah, but do you find yourselves, say if you have a beer and then you have a joint, yeah, and then you're having a cannabis, yeah, do you find it makes you feel sick? That's why I don't mix.
No, but I don't drink beer and I don't smoke, but I find when I'm doing heroin, can't put any more coke with it because I just go right to sleep and I don't enjoy the ride anymore.
I was just going to say, heroin with coke, that's asking for cardiac arrest. It's a good thing I'm an EMT.
I have a... my wife's coming out moaning at me. Can you hear my wife coming out moaning? My wife's coming out moaning now.
Listen, put your wife on. I want to talk to your wife. Hey, it's only your second day. Don't push me.
All right, Andy. If you can hear us, we can't hear you again.
You better put that wife of yours on. What's up, Samir? You put that wife on your phone with me. Who wants so Italian wine 1946?
Oh, nice. What's the... there you go.
Andy.
Yeah, I'm back. Right. I'll get my wife on it. Oi, you coming out here to speak or you got to shut up? And now she's gone. She's cleared off. It's a phone grabbed out of my hand, and I've got the phone back now.
That's all right. Oh, and Daniel here wants to know who wants Italian wine 1946. What's the vineyard? What's the?
I'm doing good, Samir. How are you making out?
Thanks for joining us, Samir.
Hello, Samir.
Hey, Andy, don't push it. It's just your second day here.
I know. Don't tell me. I'm in the bad books with my wife, and it's only the second day.
Put that wife on the phone before I get angry.
She's got in the bedroom now. Yeah, my wife's told me, F you, I'm going to bed.
Oh, she didn't tell me F you.
No, she told me. She told me.
Because you can't give a message proper.
Yeah, she loves me really anyway. She loves me really.
Not debating that.
That's all that
even
matters.
Though you can't give a proper message.
Look, right. One minute. I'm gonna walk, Sam here. I'm gonna walk in the bedroom now, yeah. And look. She's gonna go loopy, right? She's gonna go fucking crazy. 1 minute. Oi! Yeah, you can speak to my friends.
Hey.
You can
speak.
Oh, no, she's going crazy. She's gone crazy now. See? I told you she'd go crazy. Yeah.
She's going crazy because you don't shut up for 2 minutes. You've only been on here for 2 days. You've been on her nerves for more than 20 years, probably.
Yeah, he's been 30 years.
There you go.
No, 30 years. You want to go 30 years.
Man.
Yeah, send me a call in.
It'd be great.
But Mrs. Farmer, do you make her do all the work, I bet? That's why she wants to go to bed and she's so tired.
No, our rescue doctor, we got shops, so we have to run our shops together.
CCTV.
CCTV, and then you've got the urine.
You're too busy burning your fucking hair off your dogs.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but... If anybody joins my email, sends me email, I'll send them a couple of my distillery blown up.
Oh, man.
We'll see.
You were very lucky that you survived it.
What's up, Samir? How's it going, buddy?
Thanks for calling in, Samir.
Hi. Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me. What about you?
Hey, same old.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Where are you at?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you in India?
Or where's home for you?
No, I'm from Bangladesh.
Oh, Bangladesh. Okay. Because I knew you were on the show before. I just forgot where you were from. Do you know Andy? Mm-hmm. Burned the hair off his dog and tried putting a wig on it?
It's something how this story in your mouth just keeps growing. And it's evolving.
Am I wrong?
And
am I exaggerating?
Yeah. You bark
so.
Quite a bit.
I don't think so. Not one. I wish I was, honey, for that dog's sake. And just to let everybody know.
Let everybody know what?
Let everybody know that. It doesn't take much. If you want to just send maybe 5 cents a day.
Wait,
he has 20 dogs.
Wait, sending you 5 cents a day or sending me
sure,
5 cents a day?
Sure, just send it to me. And I'll make sure that money goes to Andy's dogs to get the proper wigs. But mostly keep them away from him and any skill that he might be experimenting with. But mostly for the wigs.
That's funny.
And maybe some education courses on how to actually make alcohol. But he can't have alcohol with weed.
No.
It just doesn't taste right.
Well, he said it makes him sick.
It does make him sick. And that's not good for him or the dogs. Now, see, maybe it is better to send me the money. Because maybe he will buy a wig just for himself and we'll get the dogs out of it. And maybe... He'll go strutting around the town with a nice pimp coat,
Is that what it is?
Made out of, dog hair.
Oh,
we don't know.
So bad.
But I know me.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you've got to send me money, babies. And that man from Bangladesh, send me lots of money, too.
Only 5 cents a day, everyone.
Well, Mr. A says it's 30 cents a day, and if you sign a lifetime agreement, we'll send you a medium-sized t-shirt. Exactly.
But you have to pay for shipping and handling, because overseas it costs a fucking fortune.
is Mr. Bangladesh still here?
Yep, Samir is right there.
Look at your phone. I know you've only been here for 2 days, but pay attention, man.
Look, I've just had to plug my bloody phone in the charger.
Okay.
That's it. Well, I'm back. I'm blinking wheel back. I'm back. Yeah. So Mr. Bangladesh still here then?
Yes, Samir is right there. Yeah, Samir is still on.
Yeah.
Do you ever have a bank?
No, I don't.
What are you saying?
I catch some of my customers, fucking having a wank in the corner of my shop. It's and there's some of them are on here as well.
They're not classy like me. I'll ask them for the key to the bedroom and tell them to do it myself. It's the privacy of my own house.
In life, if someone says they never have a wank, they're lying.
Yeah,
they're not
exactly.
Because everybody does.
Exactly.
Oh my god! And Mr. A says, "Act now, and we'll send you a picture of some random abused dog."
Yeah, in the corner of a shop. Yeah.
The corner of your shop, that's it.
No, not my shop.
Not yours.
And he'll know because he has CCTV on it.
Exactly.
But, all right, we got to wrap it up. We got to go.
We do. We've been
but
on
we'll
for
be back
a
tomorrow.
We will. What time do you think you want to go for?
Same time.
You want to say, well, I know what I'm going to be auditioning this time tomorrow. Well, not this time tomorrow. What do you want to say, like 3?
What time are you leaving?
Tomorrow I have audition at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So that should bring me home in theory. We could play it safe and say like 1.
All right.
What
1
do you
o'clock.
Think? 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow.
Yep.
So we'll see. We'll see all of you tomorrow.
All right, everybody.
Have a good one.
Okay, everybody.
And good night to those of you who it's nighttime.
Yes.